Vikokhili Bobel is not only also the Aveide, even the Svichim Arosah. But the Kochim Shikofshul Mitzchayim Kofshuli Bobel, so it's also the Aveide, Bide Rabbonon. But the Svichim are not also the This the Rambam mentions, that's in Mishneh, in Perik Vov of Shviz, and the Rambam mentions that in Perik Dal Dil Chashmit Ev Yevu, Halo HaChamah. Then the Rambam says, in Perik Dal Dil Chashmit Ev Yevu, Halo HaChamches, Il Rayardin Shviz Nehegez Bo Midivrein. וספיחי סויה ועברה ירדן מוטורים באכילה. לא הגיעו הארות יסיילו חמורים מארץ ישראל שהרזיקו בהם למצרים. אומר אברום, עברה ירדן מה היו צורך להביא עם קל וחימיה? הרי לא הרזיקו אלי בובר וכן סו. So the Rambam is masik. Why does the Rambam have to say קל וחימיה? לא הגיעו הארות יסיילו חמורים מארץ ישראל שהרזיקו במצרים. So if the הארות is שהרזיקו בהם למצרים, So the halacha is that the svichim are mutar b'achile. So certainly, v'yarden and so, yeah. So the Rambam asks, no, it's mamish that din, because lo yikofshu libam. So the Mishnah says, because true Ezra was not kivish v'yarden and so, yeah, but Yana HaMelech, the Hashmonoim, were kivish. This is a historical fact, that Yana HaMelech and the Hashmonoim were kivish v'yarden and so, yeah. So the question arises, that's why the Rambam has to resort to Kalvachina. So the question arises, Monefshech, if so is Kofshu Elibovel, so what kind of Kalvachina do we have? The Rambam says, since the Arot is Kofshu Mitzrayim, Veloi Kofshu Elibovel, Veloi Kofshu Elibovel. So is Mutabachile, the Svichim Amutabachile, so certainly Suye is certainly Mutabachile. But what kind of a certainty? It's not a certainty. Because Surya, he was Kofshu, not the Lubovel themselves, but the Hashmonoim. So the Pshatnikas of Mishnah is this. If we say, Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so Kibush doesn't require Bez Nagodol and Melech, so mainly the Kibush by Yana Melech was also Kibush Yochit. Why is Yana Melech worse than a Yochit the Shevet? Or Mishpocha mi Yisrael the war kibush. So, but if we say kibush yochid lo yishme kibush, and in order to be niskadesh, it must be a kibush rabbi. What does kibush rabbi mean? Melech al pibes nagodol, yana melech. First of all, there's a shaila whether yada din melech. There's a shaila, because the Rambam says that melech must be appointed al pinovi. Yana melech was not appointed al pinovi, and the other shaila is, I mean, the shaila is whether Yana HaMelech al-Pidin was allowed to be a melech. After all, there is a loche. The Ramban says in his Pirush al Chumash that the Hashmonoim were nenesh because they were either on the Torah by usurping Malchus to themselves. They were not allowed to be melochim. L'yoso shevet miyude. Anyway, it certainly was not al-Pinovi. So there is a shaila whether Yana HaMelech had the din of a melech. And then, in order to be kibush rabin, so it must be midas bez nagodol. It's not mashma that the bez nagodol gave its consent to the conquest of that Yana HaMelech made. As a matter of fact, Yana HaMelech turned out to be a tzduki, so he certainly did not consult the chachomin and bez nagodol. So, but if kibush yochid is shmei kibush, so Yana HaMelech's kibush is also a kibush. So that's the pshat mekes of Mishnah. The Rambam says, "Ivrayarden shvis neges bo midivrei, usvichei suye ivrayarden mutarim ba'achile." Lo yiu arot yiseilu chmurim me'art Yisrael she'arzik beilu Mitzrayim. So the Rambam asks, "Mab tzorch lovi kalochimia hareilu yarzik lebana v'chei suye." So the Kesef Mishnah says, "No tzorch lovi bikalochimia." Why? Because the Hashmonoim were kevishet. Yana Melech was kevishet. So the question arises, if Yana HaMelech was kevishet, so it's again Kofshu Elibovel, so maybe it's also Bachile. The answer is, according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, lo yishme kibush. So then the kibush of Yana HaMelech is not a kibush, but according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, shme kibush. So Yana HaMelech's kibush is also a kibush. It's also a kibush. Now the Rambam passes like the Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid is lo yishme kibush. Lo yishme kibush. So Memele, his kibush is no kibush. So since his kibush is no kibush, so Mele Surya couldn't be more homo than became a shikovshua le Mitzrayim le kovshua le Babel. So over there, in the Bayis Rishon, there was a kibush rabbi. In Surya, so even the Bayis Rishon, there was no kibush rabbi. So too, according to Mandama Kibush Yochich, Mei Kibush, so then Surya is better than the Mekemish, Shekofuzo Mitzchayim Lekofshio Lepobel. But according to Mandama Kibush Yochich, Lo Yishmei Kibush, so Yan HaMelech's Kibush is no Kibush. And in addition, Surya did not even have a Kibush Rabin by his region. So it's a Galachena. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Chayeves b'maiser v'shviz ke'arz Yisrael. So the question is, Chayeves b'maiser v'shviz ke'arz Yisrael. So the question is, why is it Chayeves b'maiser v'shviz ke'arz Yisrael? But the Rambam says that Surya was not kofshul le'bavel. So why is Surya more odif than the kibush kofshul Mitzrayim kofshul le'bavel? The answer is according to Mandoma, kibush yochid shmei kibush. So the kibush of Surya by David HaMelech was a kibush, and the kibush of Yana HaMelech in Ba'isheni was also a kibush. So really, it's Chayev is Ma'iseya, who Vishvi is Ke'at Yisrael. All right. Now, the Tesis. Bisido, Vorech Lekonis Lobitar and Nichnas. Vorech Lekonis Lobitar and Nichnas. Vamret after Tomei, Bisido Tevo Migli. Titanie, Hanich das Lerz Aram, Bisir Tevo Migdo, Rebbe Mitame, Rebbe Isra, Rebbe Yudhe Mitaye, Bafel Rebbe Leka Mitame, Yalo Beretz Aram, Vigozro Al Gushu La Aviro, Avol Soye, Al Gushu Gozro, Aviro Le Gozro, Na Rashi again. Sorry. Bisir Tevo Migdo, Vinei Simei Seba Avir, Umashin Kim Beretz Aram, Virebbe, Rebbe Mitame, Kosovari Uzoro Koshmeya, Hoche Miforesh Beirev, Eila Mitankle Neya, Bishastel Tule, Hilkach Tzitze, Likom Afsika Eyal, Beini Laver Atzahamin, Lafch Tzitze Yi, Vashmin Haitani Disso in Lil, Dafil Rebbe Likom Itami Yel Ber Atzahamin. Now there are two Reb Chaims on Tumas Atzahamin, I'm not going over it, but two Reb Chaims in Tumas Mes, two Reb Chaims. Now one is very smooth, the other one is more complicated, the other Reb Chaim, but the first Reb Chaim is very smooth. Now, there Reb Chaim says, and the Chaznish is masik on him, and I don't understand why the Chaznish is masik. What Reb Chaim says is mentioned in this Rashi here. So Reb Chaim says that even in Eretz Amin, where not only the Gush is mitamei, even the Avir is mitamei, but if, let's say, the Sidei Tevo Migdol will be sosum from all sides, at the bottom and the sides, on top, so then, in Eretz Amim, it wouldn't be Tomei. He wouldn't be Tomei. Even the Avir couldn't be Mitamei. Why? Because the Avir is also, in other words, so the Chazanish is, that's what Reb Chaim says. So the Chazanish is Masik. Because if the Avir is Mitamei, is what it means the Avir is Mitamei? The fact that he happens to be, to occupy space in Eretz Amim. That is mitami. So of what avail is the fact that he happens to be enclosed in a box that is closed on all sides, but he still occupies space in the Eretz Am. So his Chaznish is masik on Reb Chaim. But what Reb Chaim says is mentioned explicitly in this Rashi. We see the table in the middle, Vinesi Meisobavia. Mashinki Beratzami Rebbe. Rebbe Mitami Kosovar il Zoro Kloishmeir. Hochemi Forish Beirem. Eila Mitautel in Eel, Bishastel Tule. Hilkach Tzitze di Komafsik. Hay Eel. Bein Leaver Eratzami. Lav Tzitze. So he says, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat as to why Rebbe is Mitami. Why? Because Eel Zoro Kisloishmeir. So if El Zorok is Loishma Eyal, so that means since the Eyal, the Siddur Tevo Migdol is mobile, so it's considered as if it had no mechitzes. It's El Zorok Loishma Eyal, it's no Eyal, so it's not chitzes. But if we say El Zorok Ishmael. So then, even Davia cannot be mitami. Why? Because it says same in Davia. So in other words, Ava mitami means Avia. It doesn't mean the fact that he happens to occupy space in the space of Chutz Loretz, but mamish because he is exposed to the Avia of Chutz Loretz. But if he is Zog Ishmael, so then he's not exposed to the Avia of Chutz Loretz. He's not exposed to the Avia of Chutz Loretz because the Mechitza is Achitzes. The Eya is Chitzes. So it's mentioned in Rashi Mefeirush that even the Avia doesn't mean just the fact that he happens to occupy space in Chutz Loretz, but the fact that he is exposed, his exposure to the atmosphere of Chutz Loretz, that is vitamin. It was a special takone, the Chachomim were misaki, that the Avir is vitamin. So only the exposure to the atmosphere of the physical atmosphere of Chutz Loretz in Tamim. But if he's in the Eyal, and if it's closed on all sides, at the bottom, and at the sides, and on top, so Mela and he feels old, Yishmei Eyal, so then he's not Tomei. But Rebbe holds, he's old, lo Yishmei Eyal. But suppose you construct a bridge, not the regular bridges, which are only, you only just have an Eyal on top. I mean, when you walk the ground, but then you are exposed. But suppose you like construct a bridge like a house with walls and the ceiling and everything. You construct a bridge and somebody will, let's say, or you construct a whole tunnel, I mean, in Chutz Loretz, and someone will walk in that closed bridge that is not like our bridges where it's open on the sides and on top, but a closed bridge, and somebody will walk there and live there in that house, he'll not be done. So that's mentioned to Rashi explicitly. All right. Now let's see the thesis. We see the table middle, Pirish Bikuntres, Mashinkim Beresami, Virebi, Vinire Sharitzali Forage. So in other words, this price that says, Horitzali Kosla Bitara Nichnas, in contrast to Chutz Loretz, can only accord with Rebbe. It cannot accord with Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yude, because if it comes to Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yude, why does the price say that this is a contrast to Chutz Loretz? Even Chutz Loretz, if he wants to enter in a Siddur Teiru Migdol, so he can enter and will not become Tom. So he says, "The Mod Lochel Rabbi Yisim Lukum Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yude, Do Umitai Rav Lo Beretz Amim Uvichinam Pirashke, Do Al Kochoch Siddur Teiru Migdol Lav Davke Nokad." So in other words, Rashi assumed that when the Gemara says that this price has reference to one who enters Surya in a Sinotiv or Migdal, it has reference and it has reference to a Sinotiv or Migdal Mamesh, a box that is completely closed on all sides. That completely closed on all sides. So it's not like that. When the Gemara says Siddur Teiru Migdol, the Gemara mentions Siddur Teiru Migdol because the price that deals with Chutz Loretz mentions Siddur Teiru Migdol. But here, when the our price that says Oritzel Konslo Bitare Nichnas doesn't mean Dafke Siddur Teiru Migdol. It can be Reichev Al Akorintu, Elo Adin Afil Reichev Lasus. Kim di sova rebe il zo klash meya ki pire vi kontres u khidi mukhakh di mosig di so ya la vira vlogozo vim ken krabis na masie vo ritzel konnes lo bitare in contrast to chutz loretz di kanat bin ich das bitare so a kontrabis rab you the how can it be visualized because in ore khlasus let's say if it comes in the hensel or alisus in soye so He even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, so he can drive in a Hansen, in a or an Isus in Surya will not become Tomei, because but in Chutz Loretz he would become Tomei, because Ur Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude says that Eil Zoruk Ishmei Eyal, But that's only Shayach if it's completely closed. But if it's Rechev Lasus, he's not completely closed. So then the Avir is Bitame in Chutzlaret. But in Surya, the Avir is not Bitame. Only the Magen and the Masse of the Gush is Bitame. ואם כן כרבי יש נעמה אסי, אבל יש לכל מיתר, אני מקורן עריך ועשוץ, מה שאין כן בארץ העמי, דיתומי, וכן מה שמר לא שנקצס, דיקומה, ואפילו רבי יסי, ואפילו רבי ליקום מיתמי, ומה שמר כרבי יסי אסי בפשיט אסטרי, ומי הוא אלכור כרבי יסי נעמה לאסי, אלא מיתם דימוסי קלימי דרבי, דידף כארץ העמי, משום דיגוזו לאוויר או ולגושו. Now I mentioned, חזניש הסוגי, and Reb Chaim. But Rashi says, Beferesh, like Reb Chaim. And it's even mistaba like that. Because it's not, when the Chachomim, the expression used in the Gemara is Aviro. So that means only when a person is exposed to the atmosphere, the physical atmosphere of Chutz Loret, so he becomes Tomei. But if he's Netevo, that is closed on all sides, So Mimele is not exposed to the physical atmosphere. But if it's mobile, and if we say El Zoruk, Luish Me'el, then it's considered as if he's exposed. But from the lotion of the Maram, it's much more like the Chazanish. But the Maram is not like Rashi. One second. So the Maram is on the next Tesis. All right. Oh, the next Tesis. Elo Beretz Ami, because La Gush La Aviro, we hold him in Boilin, we know the Fair King Godel, Eretz Ami, Mishim Gush Gozro, Mishim Aviro Gozro, Hocha Perush, Mishim Gush, or Mishim Maila, La Gushu, we also Chachomik in Maila Ames, we Yochli Konish Lisham Bissil Tehu Mikl, we do not have Ratsme, we Yochli Konish Shom Bishom Indian. ויוח משמייטר, עד גושו, על גוש ההיילה, על מגה גושו. ועל אווירו, אוי משמייל על הגוש, אוי משאוויר הממש. So the Maram says, הוכה פגרוש, משם גושו, משם מייל על הגוש. וירוס על אימר, ויומדים הוא מטעם על הגוש, אם אוי אושו מאפסק בין לבין הגוש, כי נסיד לו איתיבו, אוי קשר טויה. אבל יאווה מטעם אווירו, אפילו יוביסידו טבע, ומוקף מכל צדודים, איני מאיל, דעקו חוכו באוויר ודחוץ לארץ. ויטיים, ויטם תומזוהו, משום כנשלי יצא, אודום מארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ. That taste says, that the time is because שלי יצא אודום מארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ. That's the reason why the חכום ומסעקי, that the avir is בתמי. But he says, that if we say משום אווירו, so then, even if we'll be nisido teivo, umukev mikol tzdodi, any male, dal koro ba'avir dechutz laretz. In other words, he says, like the Chaznish. In other words, that aviro doesn't mean exposure to the physical atmosphere of chutz laretz. But aviro means the fact that he happens to be in chutz laretz. I mean, the space. So even if you are closed up in a box, So, on all sides, but you are still in the space, enclosed in the space of Chutz Loret. That is Mitameyu. All right, but this is, so the Maram says what the Chaznish says, but Rashi says just the reverse. Rashi says, Hilkach, Chitze, because Mavzik Ayel, Bein Laver Azamim, Lav Chitze, because Ayel Zor Klosh Meir. So only because it's Loish Me'eyal, but if it'll be stationary, so it's Me'eyal, so then he will not be, let's say, suppose Jews will construct a bridge, a closed bridge, between the Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. And they'll construct, I mean, with walls and ceiling and everything, and you'll be able to walk, let's say, like in a tunnel, you know, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, and you'll have a house there. You'll not become Tom, according to Rashi. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, that he was all Shmeyel. So in other words, if a person is in an Eretz Yisrael, is nil zog, so it's not an eil, so it's an eil also, il zog shmeia. So you see, I mean, that Rashi is contrary to what the Maram says. All right. The Gosu al-Gush al-Aviro, Hikshar Avrab Yaakov Dolaynesh, Mesechus Olestan, Vilmitamim, Bimago, Masal, Mitambeya, Etzem Kiseiro, Veratzami. So we see that it is that so even mitamim magim masiv mitamim beya eretz amim is mentioned that it's only mitame bimago masiv and they are not vitireitz the ma'ir bavo habo mechutz lores lores v'amai lo lo v'lo mitame mishma v'atz migozu v'lo mishma'ir lagush v'in lo shne eretz amim masmiki ach tishlima the ki she is daf and kesher shrei sheyachod בורץ, פריש השני בחוץ לארץ. ומנוח מכיר את החסרי שיש בורץ, אם הביא תום עליה לתרי. הנה משום מה יהיה על הגוש כוזר עליה, איקו לאוק מכיר הפשימן, דום הכיברי וכיכובים, הם מתאמים בהיהל, ולהחמיר על ארץ העמים, יסה מכיבדי, מכיברי, וכיכובים עצמי. So in other words, if we say that the חכומים לא גזר, משום מיילי, מיילי לגוש. Now, why were the Chachomim Gezer? Tume on the Gush. And Magemase, and even Mayla Lagush. Why? Because of the abundant number of Mesim that are covered in the Chutzlores. And the Chutzlores, the Goyim, of course, were not Zoya. So they were accustomed to be caver in any place. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they are Zoya, to be caver Mesim only in certain places. Not in every place, but the Goyim in Chutz La'aretz in the course of the millennia. So they were accustomed to be caving Mesim in any place. So in other words, so every place might have a mess beneath it. Every spot of Chutz La'aretz. Because of that, the Chachomim were Gezer Tume and the Gush of Chutz La'aretz. And if we say that they were Gezer and Maila Gush too, so it's also because a mess is mitami be'el. A mess is mitami be'el. So that's only shayach alibe de rabbonu of Rabbi Yeshua ben Choi. That a mess is nochim are mitami be'el. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Choi, that may say nochim are not mitami be'el. But b'magi b'mase, so even Rabbi Yeshua ben Choi is made it, that a nochim is mitami. So mele, so that mishneh that says in all this that Eretz Amim is not mitame be'el, according with the view of Shimon Yochai, and according to Shimon Yochai, so they were not gazing on Mayel Alagush, because the whole reason is why the Chachomim were gazing to Mayel Alagush is because of the possibility of Meisim. But according to Shimon Yochai, so even if there is a mess, so Mayel Alemes Nochi is not Tomei. So why should Tum Eretz Amim be mitami beya? Lo yachmir al Eretz Amim is mikir lichol ma'atzmi. Veitir Eretz Amim letam, da'ayim ishtekilin shigoz la'aviro. Ka'amim afer kama di Shabbos. Nikore gozu angi az gushay visuloi. All right, now, this is the last year. Now, the p'chine mikvois will be the Sunday after the Hanukkah vacation. What is it? The January 7th, I suppose, no? January 7th. So that will be the p'chine the Pchine and Mikvois, but then on Shabbos will be a week later.